You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Can you do that again? Wow, that was... That was kind of impressive.
Out some wine.
Oh.
What did you think it was?
No, I just was like baffled by what was going on there. But morning, Rob Bollocks, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Nice to have you in the studio today.
Yep.
With the natural light shining on you. This is such a boring...
I think that's why we're all freaking out.
It's such a boring thing to talk about on an audio medium as, wow, we can see the sun.
You know what's going to happen?
And Rob's wine glass.
Someone's going to be... That's going to be written on the notice board, don't mention window.
Don't mention the sunshine outside. What's been happening in the Mind Trench this week? Where have you been deep diving?
Well, now, I was a bit light on stuff this week because what I read was either really not very nice and quite depressing or animal-related stuff. And I mean, I could talk about that every week, but I like to try to vary it up a little
you
bit.
You do. You like to keep it varied.
So in my search, I read an article last Friday and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Because I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, that happens.
So I want to know what everyone else makes of it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, is it a story?
Well, it is.
Well, it is now because I've made it one. Right, next week. No, okay. A luxury space tourism company, I'm not going to name them because I don't want to give them publicity, is currently taking reservations for a stratospheric dining experience. For $495,000 US, six people will experience a Michelin star restaurant cater trip into suborbit.
Get a grip.
Or zero gravity territory.
I would just like to say, if anyone listening right now did have the money to go on that, I would recommend instead maybe you give it to BFM.
Yeah.
Spend it on us. We'll make it go further than your little space dining experience.
We'll make you baked beans on toast and we'll put glowy stars on the roof.
Yeah, we'll throw you a special
down on
party.
The lift a couple of times.
If you've got $49,000, donate it to BFM rather than this space dining experience.
It's all scheduled to take off early 2025 from Florida's Space Coast. Didn't even know they had one.
They have a special space coast.
Yeah.
That sounds about Florida, doesn't it?
Yeah. Everyone will be in a pressurized cabin. Otherwise, if it's going to be... I see, that would be more fun if it wasn't.
I think that would be a different kind of a movie.
In a pressurized cabin of a spaceship Neptune. It's a supposedly carbon neutral space balloon.
Supposedly is key word there.
Yeah.
So
it's going to take about 6 hours floating upwards. Okay. To about 30 k's above sea level when you get to the curvy bit. I don't know what it's called. You know, the curvy bit.
The atmosphere?
That's it. The diners will be wined and dined by Chef Rasmus Munk. Now, that's a propagation.
That's a pretty
good
name.
I thought he was a jazz musician.
That's not real.
That is a jazz name. That is a jazz name.
No, I think he's like Danish or something like that. Who is the owner of and head chef of a two-star holistic restaurant.
Only one that could get to go in space.
I'm
all
presuming
this food is already freeze dried. That's why this is working.
Is it Michelin's two Michelin stars?
two Michelin
one would
stars.
Presume. Right.
Google review actually.
So I've never heard of a holistic.
It's got a D rating on the health front.
Holistic restaurant. I've never heard of it.
Holistic? I'm sorry, there's so many aspects of
holistic
this
restaurant, right?
Sense.
And this is what Rasmus told me. He said, it is a meal that doubles as an intentional story that will inspire thought and discussion on the role of humanity in protecting our planet, while challenging the diner to re-examine our relationship with Earth and those that inhabit it.
Yeah, well, get Dune and start guessing
it. Get Dune, Rasmus.
But then I thought to myself, if you've got the sort of money to go on that, you're probably one of the reasons why the planet is...
Exactly.
Hot take, Rob Bollocks.
But,
deeply ironic.
But anyway, the one good thing is, for them, you can't do a runner.
No, you
can't get a table near the door unless you go out in a space suit.
Yeah.
So I want to know what you think of that. I read that
This is, someone said this is another reason the aliens don't stop by.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Restaurant at the end of the universe. It's
well, that's a baller line.
That sounds like a Pink Floyd album, that
no,
one
that's
does.
That's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay, see, there see, is see, Douglas Adams.
Of course.
Top man. Yeah, when I first read it, it made me really angry. Yeah. Well, not really angry, because nothing makes me angry. It was just like, what are you doing with that money? As you say, give it... That's like...
Give it to us.
That would be a lot of people's wages for a whole year.
I sort of feel always like when someone says something, you know, that is not a necessity, that feels like an extravagance, there's a conflict in my head about we should be able to have interesting, creative things, but also maybe not in a climate crisis, let's like invest in going up into space to eat food. It's like we could be doing other things.
And come up, I mean, what that bloke was saying, I agree with what he's saying. We should be saving the planet, right? But like, mate, seriously, you're going to make so much Reddies out of this.
Someone says they'd like to know how good the bathrooms are. What is the bathroom situation on this
it's bucket
space
and chuck
balloon?
It, apparently.
You've got a poem for us, hey, Rob?
Yes, I have.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Okay, this is a train poem. Here we go again for 5:30 a.m, half asleep on the train. Or is it half awake? I'm never quite sure. Looking out the window, staring into space. I hate reflections, I get to see my face. And then I spend the next 10 minutes having a stare off. It was a draw. I did, honestly.
I didn't know that was the end.
It wasn't supposed to be, but I did. I see myself in reflection. I just started staring at myself
you
for about
ended,
15 minutes.
Ended the poem conceptually.
Yeah, and then I thought, right, it was going to be the first one to go, and we both gave up at the same time.
Oh, crazy that, eh? Hey, Rob, you've picked us a fun song this morning.
Yeah, this is Sam Harmony special. This is Srirajar Rockers and Razame with Don't Cry. This is beautiful.
Speaking of Sam Harmony and Plato's Retreat, who we have joint custody of Rob Bollocks with, if you've missed the memo, we are throwing a big live to air with the Plato's Retreat crew, coming to you live from Halitau Brewery out in Riverhead. This is happening on Saturday the 13th of April from 4 till 7 p.m. You looking forward to it, Rob?
Go to Riverhead. It'll be dreader than dread.
Yeah, nice. Come say hi to Rob. He'll sign your T-shirt.
Yeah.
He'll take a photo with you.
I'm managing the line.
For a small fee.
Small fee. Not handling fee, you know what I mean?
We have also got a brand new beer, which Halitau has been so kind to make us. It's 95 Beer
Blager.
FM. Blager? Trying that one out? I think, unfortunately, that one's not going to stick.
Okay.
Maybe we can make it work. And if you buy that, you can purchase it from their website from the 5th of April, or, of course, if you pop into Riverhead. And a portion of the proceeds of that beer are going back to BFM. So thanks very much, Halitau.
Thank you, Halitau.
We will see you guys there 4 till 7 p.m. Saturday the 13th of April. Come see Plato's Retreat live.
Tin tin na gan ku kwang wa.
Sri Raja Rockers with Razmi, Don't Cry is the track from the album Organics. Nice pick, Rob.
Beautiful. There's certain songs I just think are beautiful, and that's one of them.
Totally. What a voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Me.
You can catch the voice in person, the voice of the Bard of Bollocks himself, at Hallertau in Riverhead on the 13th of April for Plato's Retreat Live. We're going to bring the BFM bus. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on down and say kia ora. Have a BFM beer, which Hallertau has very kindly brewed for us. A little bit of the cash from each of those beers goes back into BFM. And have a fun old evening. What else are you going to be doing on a Saturday afternoon?
Nothing.
Hang out with your mates from the radio.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.